Yuma Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Boloi Kohen Gadol Likrois. We mentioned a few times that the Kohen Gadol has an avoidah, it's a whole Seder avoidah of Kriya Sefer Torah, and it's still done by Big Day Lovin. We mentioned in the Mishnahs before that, let's say, when it comes to the Haktorah Soimurim and so on of the Korbonos, that the Dam was Nizrak Bifnim, but the avoidah Haktorah Soimurim is going to be done by Chutz. That's done the Big Day Azov, because that's really, even though it's a Korban Miyuchad L'Yom Kippurim, but that's really similar to the Avodah the way it's done year-round. So that was done the Big Day Azov. But this was an Avodah Miyuchad as Kriya Sefer Torah, Kohen Gadol. This is special for Yom Kippur. This is still the Big Day Love, and it's done before he switches back into the Big Day Azov. It's in place to share with the Olam in Chidushei Moran Riz HaLevi on Daf Ayin Zayin, in the Mechtovim, in the back of the Sefer, there's a whole Arichus Dvarim, the first column, about another level of this din that the Kohen Gadol, let's say, had to wait till the Soyer, Hanishtaleach, was in the Midbar. We had before how they let him know, but he had to wait until the Soyer was in the Midbar, or by the Tzuk, in order to continue in the Avodah. What was that? So you could say in the Maise Avodah, there's a din that the next avodah is huchshar. It's like the avodah has to follow step by step. Like we said, there's a din chuka that has to follow step by step. It has to be in order. So you say the next chelik of the avodah can't be done until the soyer reaches the midbar. That could be legabe an avodah. But legabe in the kriyas ha-torah, it's not a chelik of the avodah. Maybe it's a separate avodah, but it's certainly not part of the say the avodah is hakrovas hakobonis, which has to be part. And it has to be Allah say this. So the word is a different word. The word is that a chelik of the avodah was for him to be in the Azara during the shiluach of the soil lazozel until the soil lazozel got there. Kilo, he has to be b'mokim. Priskirov compares this also. So the din is that the Kohen Gadol had to wait in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, until the Nismala Kol HaBayis Kulei Oshon. When he did the Haktoris HaKtoris, Lufnai V'Lufnim, the Loshon of Chazal is that it has to be, he stays there until Nismala Kol HaBayis Kulei Oshon. It's not Stam Din. The rest of the year, there was no Din HaKtoris in the Heichol that he had to wait until the Anan HaKtoris. But over here, the Torah says, Miyuchid, the V'chiso Anan HaKtoris is HaKaporis HaShe'al O'edus. A chelik of the avodah is the being there for the effect of the anan hakteris, and the same thing is true: the waiting in the azora, while the process of banishing shiluach, whatever you want to call it, of the soil lazozel is done, until that's accomplished, the being there in the azora, it's a chelik of the shiluach, it's a chelik of the etzem maisa avodah, the chefts of the maisa avodah. He says that's the mitzvah sayim. Simela. He's not allowed, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to move on to even to the Kriyas HaTorah until the Soil La'azazel is completely sent and that din is Niskayim. That's just part of what's going on over here. And Perek Zayin, in a way, is out of place because in this Seder HaVoidah, there are other Avodahs that were described before, but this is the way the Mishnah says it. Bolo Kohen Gadol Likreis, like we said with the Big Day Lovon, except that it wasn't ma'akiv that he has to have the Big Day Lovin, which are the Big Day Avoidah. Look how the Mishnah says it. Im rotza likris be Big Day Boots, if he wants to wear the Big Day Boots that he was wearing during the Avoidah b'fnai b'fnim korei. Vim loi korei be'itzlus lovin mishaloi. Itzlus lovin is a white cape, similar to what we have, like a kittel. It's an important point to mention over here. The Mishnah is Mufurish, so he doesn't have to be wearing the Big Day Lovin al Tzavoida. But state if he wants to, he can. So Pshat is that the Kriyas HaTorah is not a Chelik HaTavoida, so he doesn't have to wear Big Day Kuna. But still, he's allowed to wear it despite the fact that Shalom B'Shas HaTavoida, state in them L'Chayra, that there's no din that a Kohen is only allowed to wear the Big Day Kuna B'Shas HaTavoida. And this L'Chayra is a stira glue to the Shita of the Rambam. The Rav points this out. He doesn't bring the Rambam, but that's the raid, is that the Rambam says that a Kohen is not allowed to wear the Big Day Kuna, Shalav Shaz Avoida, because in the Big Day Kuna, inherently in the Avnet, there was Shatness, it was Klein. So it's only Mutu B'Shaz Avoida, the Rav, it's Masik, it's Kenegat Gemara. He means this sugya, and this sugya is mavur that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to. So the Welt says, it's a Beis Halevi, a famous shtickle Beis Halevi, where the machlokes, the Rambam, the Rav, is only in a Kohen Hedit. But in a Kohen Gadol, Hayoyis, the Torah says that he wears the begodim, the kovidol, the sephoris, he's certainly allowed to wear begodim afilu shalai b'shas avodah. The etzem levisha is a form of avodah. He's allowed to wear it even shalai b'shas avodah. Chazan HaKnesses Neutel Sefer Torah V'Noisen L'Rosh HaKnesses. The Knesses over here is in the Beis HaMikdash. Interesting, they had a shul in the Beis HaKnesses. So the Chazan was not the cantor that we call, it's not the one who dances for the Ovid. The Chazan means the one who's in charge. Chazal used that term, Chazan, in different places, to mean the Shamish, so to speak. So takes out the Sefer Torah, and he gives it to the Rosh HaKnesses. The Rosh HaKnesses was like the Gabbai. It's like the Shamis and the Gabbai. It's interesting. The Ishtalas were very official by Mechazal. The Rosh HaKnesses and Nesel Askan, this was a chelik of the Kovod HaTorah that they passed it from person to person. Kvoide Shal Kohen Gadol, Shteit also in the Gemara. That till it got to the Kohen Gadol, it was a whole V'chulam Mekadlam Aleim type of leading up. Covered for the Kohen Gadol. The Rosh HaKnesses is Noisel Laskan, Skan Noisel the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol Oimidu Mekabel V'Kairi V'Oimid. The way the Gemara has it is that the Diuk over here in the Mishnah is that he's Oimidu Mekabel when the service Torah is being given to him, but not before that. It would sound almost that he's sitting before he's Mekabel the Sefer. Now the Chayr Nazar itself, he can't sit. Ein yeshiva ba'azora l'malchei b'ezdovi b'ovad. Shas hakel, everybody knows that the melech read from the Sefer Torah. The Kohen Gadol is never allowed to sit down. So what you have to say is, the Rav points it out over here, that it was be'ezras noshim. If it was be'ezras Yisrael, ein yeshiva ba'azora. So he's oimin u'mekabel v'kariv oimin. Normally the one who's taking the Sefer Torah goes towards the Sefer Torah. Over here, you bring the Sefer Torah towards him, l'chvoidoi. So, the Kovod HaTorah that's coming to the Kohen Gadol. V'kore v'oimid, v'kore achre mois, v'ach ba'osa. He reads achre mois, and he reads ach ba'osa, which tells us the avoida of Yom Kippur. I'm sorry, the ach ba'osa is the maftir that's in Parshas Emor. But he's allowed to go from place to place because it's not so far away. From achre mois to Parshas Emor is not that far. V'gadol sefer teru menicha b'chekoi. He'd be girl and he would hold the Sefer Torah, he would embrace the Sefer Torah, he would announce it. And the Santa Zach, Yoisim Imash Karosu Lefnechem, Kosov Kan, Ube Osa Shem Chumash Hapikudim Kar Alpeh. There's also a Maftir Chelik, which is in Bamidbar. Chumash Hapikudim in the Parsha of Musafim and Parsha's Pinchas, that he read also. But that was Kar Alpeh. Kar Alpeh, the Santa, whoever agrees that they're Alpeh. They didn't want him to be gadol over here. It wasn't part of the Ikra Kriya. So they were matir for him to read it al peh. There's another concern also, the famous din of Dvarim Shevichsav. He had to reshai l'omrim bal peh. And they covered that tzibur. They were matir that also over here. Even though l'chadchila normally one doesn't say things al peh. U'mavarach aleh shmeine brachos. The Kohen Gadol would make shmeine brachos. Al HaTorah, Al HaVoida, Al HaHoido, Al Mechilas HaOvoin. So first of all, Al HaTorah is the Birchas HaTorah. Al HaShanos Al Nonon Torah Semes V'Chayolam Notav Zecheinu. The first bracha that he makes beforehand, that's matter him the creates like a Birchas HaTorah. The bracha, we're talking about the brachas afterwards. There's Al HaTorah, there's Al HaVoida, and it finishes off. This was the original place where there was a bracha of Sha'ischa Levad Chabir and Avoid, which us B'nai Chutz Lords use as the Chesemes of Ritzei when there's Bechaz Kohenim. This is what they had in the Beis HaMikdash. That was that Nusuch by the Kohen Gadol. Alohido was similar to Moidim. Atev Shimcho Lecho No Alohidois, the Rav says. Bechilas HaOvoin. This is like a Slachlonu type of bracha. And it finishes off the way we finish it off, the way we finish off of Melech Meichov Selech Lavoy Nesenu, which is the Chesemes of our middle bracha by the Yom Kippur Shmoneh Esrei. Vala Migdosh, the Rav brings down from the Rambam that they finish off Baruch Ata Hashem Shoichin B'tzion. This is a bracha that we're not familiar with. And it's Migdash Bifnei Atzmoy and Al Yisrael Bifnei Atzmon. Also, it's a bracha, Rash says in Saita. We finish it off Baruch HaBoiche Ba'am Yisrael. It's also a bracha that we're not familiar with. Parenthesis says over here, Al Yerushalayim Bifnei Atzmon. It's not clear what that gives us because if we count up this 8 without, we're up to number 7. Al Kehanim Bifnei Atzmon. This is a bracha Mekadosh Kehanim, the Kohen Gadol. Baruch Shabbat Bizar Yerushalayim, Rashi says, in Saita where it's discussed. Valshal HaTfilo is another bracha bechlal, bracha on all the tefillahs of Yom Kippur. The nusach, the way it's brought in the Rav, the Gemara brings on Daf Ayin, the Rav brings it, is Baruch Ato Hashem Shemei HaTfilo. It's a bracha that we don't have, certainly, on Yom Kippur, but that's the way it was said by the Kohen Gadol at this event of the Kriya Sater. So, L'chad Yerushalayim Fnei Atzma is extra. Mishnah Beis, Haroi Kohen Gadol Kishu Kairi, Eni Roya Par V'Soy Nisrof. Remember that the Azorah was full of tens of thousands of Yidden that came Lirois to see the Avodah, to be Nizbasim, to be affected and influenced and inspired by the Avodah. But you can't be, you can't Tantsev Alachasnas. So Mel, if you wanted to be in the Ezras Yisrael, I'm sorry, the Ezras Noshim, further out from the Azara, where the Kohen Gadol was laning and making these brachas, so then by definition, any roi par v'soyer ha-nisrofim. It was a whole avodah, but it was outside Yerushalayim. You certainly can't be in the Azara and outside Yerushalayim at the same time. V'chein. Mishnah doesn't say v'chein. V'horoi par v'soyer ha-nisrofim. Those that were outside Yerushalayim with that avodah, any roi Kohen Gadol k'shu kari. It's not that you weren't allowed to. Both of them were done at the same time. So it was either this or that. This is the Mishnah just saying geographically it can't be together. So not even much of a Kiddush what the Mishnah is saying.